Hachette Audio presents Ike's Bluff, President Eisenhower's Secret Battle to Save the World. Written by Evan Thomas. Read by Brian Troxell.
To Ossie. The problem is not merely man against man or nation against nation. It is man against war. Dwight Eisenhower, April 4, 1956. Introduction. Tell no one. At 8:30 on the night of January 17, 1961, President Dwight Eisenhower gave his farewell address from the Oval Office. Even after years of coaching from actor Robert Montgomery, Eisenhower did not look comfortable giving his televised speech. He disliked using a teleprompter, and he began by glancing down and reading from the printed text on his desk. He paused, blinked, looked up at the lines on the screen, looked back down at the speech, lost his place, and tripped over a word. At first, what he said was unremarkable, but then Eisenhower began to talk about what he called the military-industrial complex. This conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience, he said. We must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. This was not the message most Americans expected to hear from a former Army general, a hero of World War II. Eisenhower spoke in the flat twang of the Kansas prairie of his youth. The medium of television could not quite convey what came across so strongly in person. But there was a sense of urgency.